Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Innocence died with the first shovel of dirt. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Keegan Klein, obviously another person who raised a lot of eyebrows, considering he was communicating with one of the girls, even had talked about meeting with her on the day of the murder, eventually arrested on child porn charges. He's in prison 40 some years. He may get out. How deep did they look into him? And I mean, this, that to me, when I hear the story of planning to meet her the day that they were going, that they died. Why no more on Keegan Klein? Does he have a rock solid alibi when we really truly look at it from an objective standpoint? Could he have talked to other people that are into, I don't know, child porn and that sort of stuff, which he clearly was, and said, hey, you know, these girls are out there. If you want to go meet them, you know, into another predator. I don't know how the predator community works, but assuming maybe they talk like that. How deep of a dive have they done into Keegan Klein to completely rule him out, in your opinion?
Well, they did a good deep dive, and obviously they were able to, you know, charge him with a slew of child porn charges, which he's been convicted of and he's in jail for. But what's very interesting about Keegan Klein, of course, is you bring up the meeting that was trying to be coordinated through Anthony Schatz, which Anthony Schatz was, of course, his catfisher, his yep. good-looking, strapping young persona that was communicating with all these young girls. But what I always found interesting on this was Keegan Klein, through Anthony Schatz, had communicated with another girl right after this incident, and a masked person showed up at that girl's residence right after the communications with Anthony Schatz. And to me, that's another thing, as you said, so I don't think it was ever Keegan Klein. If you know, Keegan Klein is this gigantic, overweight, almost looks disabled in terms of his physical capability, certainly not bridge guy. And so never did it cross, I don't think, anybody's mind that it was him per se, but was it somebody he communicated with? Remember, this is all salacious group of people that, you know, trade these, you know, pornographic images like trading cards and communicate and try to get more. And so was he, were other people privy to the Anthony Schatz account information and this hookup? And it begs the question after what happened after this with, you know, this girl that right after that communication saw this.
What kind of investigating was done on that masked man that showed up at the other girl's house?
Well, they did an investigation, but no, you know, reached no conclusion that I ever read about. No one was charged. And you remember Keegan Klein too, they were so convinced of somehow his involvement, probably through the Anthony Schatz account. So whether he was there or not, again, somebody else, they got him out of jail. This is a huge, huge feat. You have to have everyone involved in this on the law enforcement spectrum, on the prosecution spectrum, because you are going, and I've done it before, that's how I know, to convince somebody basically to say you're unincarcerated for a day. Mm-hmm. And all that entails, if anything happens when they're out, if they escape, if they hurt somebody, anything like that, it's a big deal. Mm-hmm. So they took him out again to you know, comb the, you know, waterway, you know, because Keegan Klein had made up all this information, which they had believed, which ended up being not true. But the bottom line is, I think they did a pretty good job investigating him, but I don't know if they got to the bottom of everything because, again, they didn't utilize FBI forensic digital investigators, to my knowledge, on everything Keegan Klein had.
Where do you think this goes from here? I mean, right now, looking, I thought he would be convicted just because of the way that the Delphi seemed to be setting up the case. At this point, I don't really think he will be. I think there's enough reasonable doubt that a reasonable human being will go, yeah, I can't say for sure that it's Richard Allen. Let's say he does get off. Let's say he's set free after this. What happens in Delphi after that? Do they start looking again for somebody else, or do they just say, well, we think it was him and he got off? How do you think the authorities, I mean, the community is going to handle it one way, the authorities are going to handle it another way. How do you think that all plays out after this if Richard Allen is found not guilty?
Well, as long as the same sheriff is in charge and the state police, their command does not change, that's exactly what they're going to do, is option B. Yeah. Well, we had the right guy and they screwed it up in the courtroom. But this is what I think. I think he will be convicted.
Really?
You know, out here in the public, you know, we cuss and discuss all of this and we look with a fine-tooth comb at information that was never allowed into evidence. The geofencing isn't coming in. You know, the information about the belt, I didn't see that in there. The information about, well, we'll see. We haven't seen the defense's side of things. But essentially, a lot that we get to see out here isn't coming in there.
Sure.
And so because of that, I think that they're going to say, they're going to believe that bullet belonged to him. Yeah. I have huge reservations about that because it was shot through a gun was the only way they could get the tool mark, which are the extractor and the ejector, to match.
Right. Pretty weak evidence though, to sentence someone for murder.
Oh, I know, but I think they'll do it. Yeah. I think they'll add it all together and they'll say, well, some people go in, some jurors, unfortunately, go in and they truly believe law enforcement wouldn't ever go after anybody that wasn't not guilty. And they have so much trust in law enforcement. So you have that factor working at you. And then you have the fact he was there. they're going to really drive home that van and make it seem like, I think, that no one knew about the van but him, which isn't accurate. I think that they're going to focus in on the confessions. I think the jurors will think, why in the world, crazy or not, in those conditions or not, because nobody's ever been in those conditions, why would anybody confess to something they didn't do? And I think that's going to be a big factor in this. And then I think they're going to say that bullet was his. There's no reason for that bullet to be down by those bodies, but for him to have been there. And I think they're going to look at him, many jurors, and they're going to say, I think that's him, because of the blue Korhat jacket, the general appearance, right? Even though he looks like my dad, right? He looks like any farmer. It's so nondescript, that video. I think they'll convict him. I think we're going to see a conviction here. I actually don't even think it's going to take much time. Wow. In a sense, I hope I'm wrong, because I'm not convinced. I were convinced, but I can't get convinced with him.
Well, I'm hoping that there's more critical thinkers on the jury than not, that at the least this will end up in a mistrial. But I totally see where you're coming from. I could very well see it going exactly how you're saying. I'm going to go on the glass half full on this one and hope that, because that there's more people who can think beyond just the basics of what they're seeing. I know a lot of people can't, but maybe, I don't know. We'll find out. As of now, I have not been convinced that Richard Allen is this person. I've been convinced that the police just didn't do a very good job is where it's at, for whatever reason. I don't even think it was like a conspiracy of, I just think it's bad behavior or bad policing. Nobody wanted to be accountable for. And this is where we've ended up. And still everybody's got their, you know, their lies up or their version of the story. And it's not going to go anywhere other than that. We'll probably end up be talking about this again about a year or two from now when trial number two starts. I'm hoping it ends.
Maybe. And Tony, I will say in this case, it's a little different than some of the other cases that we've looked at from the standpoint of, there was big motivation in this case because there was a sheriff's race underway. And there was big motivation to get this crime solved. It was kind of the platform, you know, that the person was running and espousing, that, you know, I'm going to get this crime solved, and kind of all about him, right? And so there was a lot at stake, I think. And that's why I always said, did he confess to somebody else? What put their needle on him again? I have been so disappointed that there was nothing. It was simply that they supposedly relooked at everything. That makes no sense to me. That there wasn't something larger, and there it never came out. Nothing.
It's scary when political motivations get into crime world and judging the innocence or guilt of someone. I mean, we're seeing it right now. And I'm not expressing an opinion on this. I mean, I'll express an opinion. I think the Menendez brothers should be out. I think they've served their time. But what you're seeing there is the DA is releasing them, and it looks very political. He's up for re-election, and he wants the support of being the guy who freed the Menendez brothers after all those years of abuse, which I think is the right move. But is it being done because it's the right thing to do, or is it being done because he wants to get votes? This almost was the exact opposite. People needed their villain. People needed their bad guy. The sheriff found the bad guy, and he wasn't going to hear anybody's arguments any other way. And now we're starting to hear about the arguments every other way and what was done incorrectly, which turns out it ultimately was to get elected, it seems.
Yeah, I mean, this is just one of those cases that has that, and it's a perfect analogy right now with Gascon Los Angeles. He's up for re-election in December. What a feather in the cap, with something to drive home, especially when you have Hollywood behind you and all those huge platforms like the Kardashians that are, you know, begging for him to get out. And we've seen that needle move. It's unbelievable to me. I know you and I have a difference of opinion, but we can always discuss it intelligently, which I like.
Yes, exactly.
I don't like you any less because you think they should get out, Tony.
Exactly. Yeah.
I still think you're a good dude.
Yeah.
But But, you know, again, if I could be convinced beyond a reasonable doubt that they were sexually abused, yeah. We know they were emotionally treated very harshly and verbally.
Yeah.
There's just too much. Actually, I've been pouring back over in my spare time as I'm driving or whatever, been listening to the trial again, believe it or not. I mean, you know, to the very key witnesses. And I tell you, the big problem is Lyle Menendez, I really think, just orchestrated this whole thing. And I had never known about the book, you know, the book of all his recordings. And why he wasn't allowed on the stand the second time. I just didn't remember that. 1990 was a pretty busy time.
Sure. 90
through 94 for me. But, you know, boy, when you hear out of his own mouth him saying, devising this plot, basically, to use the sexual assault excuse, it's way too much for me to overcome.
Sure, sure. It's a lot of thoughts on that case. It's just disturbing when politicians use it to their advantage for election, when we're talking about people's freedom, innocence, or guilt. And I feel like that was a big factor here in the Delphi case. Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. Yeah.
Sorry, Tony. Yeah. That is a great point.
Yeah.
You know, politics should never weigh in one way or the other.
Exactly. Yeah. 1,000%. Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, thank you for joining us to talk in depth about this crazy case. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anna-based pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with washablesofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with washablesofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.